So because of time, I'm not going to sing Jai Radha Madhav. We'll just begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, last night I was meditating on this assignment, and I'd like to begin with two prayers by Prahlad Maharaj in the seventh canto, where he's praying to Lord Nrsimhadev. I hope that you will find it inspiring. Evang janam nipatitang prabhavahi kupe kama bikamam anuyap prapatan prasangat kritvat masat surasina bhagavan grihita soham katam nuvrisrije tavabritya sevam. Please repeat. My dear Lord,
O
Supreme Personality of Godhead,
O Supreme Personality of Godhead,
because of my association, with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? So, for me, this verse by Prahlad really hits me hard in the chest, because it is so easy to say, because this is also my story. Because of material desires, I was gradually falling blind into a blind well full of snakes. That was exactly my life. No sugarcoating. That was exactly my life for the first 23 years of my life. And then, but your servant, Srila Prabhupada, kindly accepted me as his disciple, April 1974, and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. And Prabhupada is still instructing me and the generations coming. And I've been saying this a lot. Prabhupada disciples, very soon, no more. Krishna is taking them one by one. Then the movement will be in your hands. Good luck. Please do better than we did. And you won't know what it's like until you're in the driver's seat. You'll have a whole different perspective when you're in the driver's seat. We wish you well. Now, this last line is also very special to me. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? There was a time in this movement when there was a click, and they were trying to divert the attention of the devotees away from Prabhupada. And they went so far as to want to establish somebody else as president of ISKCON. And at that time, I was very angry and very disturbed. But Prabhupada guided his GBC, and they told this clique, either you give this up or you're out of ISKCON. And I sang, "Oh, happy day." And fortunately, they obeyed the GBC because the Ritviks are very fond of quoting the final order. But they fail to read the very first item of the final order. The very first item of the final order is the GBC is the ultimate managing authority in ISKCON. Now, does it say that they're infallible? Anybody? No, it doesn't say they're infallible, does it? No, but it says they are the ultimate managing authority. So I may not like, I may disagree, but this movement only goes on when we cooperate. That is what I see is the great quality here in this temple. You cooperate. And as long as you cooperate, this temple is going to flourish and flourish, and you'll become glorious. You really will. You will become a very happy temple. But it'll be lost as soon as you stop cooperating. We used to have a joke back in the day. "Prabhu, why don't you cooperate with me?" Yes. So cooperation is a two-way street. But that is, and cooperation simply means somebody has to be humble. That's all. That's what it comes down to. Somebody has to be humble and somebody has to surrender. Then the movement, this temple will go on. So going back to the earlier thing, the click. And I had many friends who were enticing me, "Why don't you come over and join the click?" And that year, I was appointed by LA Temple to write the Vyas Puja offering that year. And so I based it on that, wait a second. Without Prabhupada, where would I be? I was once preaching, and one Indian lady wanted to become my student, serious student. So she asked me to get her a set of Bhagavatam. So I got her the set of Bhagavatam. She was a follower of that hugging guru. But she was becoming attracted to my preaching. So after some time, I got a phone call from her, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. She was criticizing Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. And previous to that, she was trying to preach to me that you should just accept Krishna and this and that. So when she finally called and said, and I don't want to repeat what she said about Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, because it'll crack your heart. And so I calmed myself down and I told her, "Look, I don't know anything about Krishna other than what Prabhupada is teaching me. I have no access to Krishna other than through Prabhupada. So we are finished. We are done. Because my preaching, my mission is called Bhaktivedanta Yoga Samaj. And that means linking through to Krishna through the teachings of Prabhupada. I will accept anybody in my Namahat group. But they have to accept Prabhupada as the final authority. I don't care what this guru says, or this sadhu says, or this acharya. I'm not interested. If you're in my group, We care. Prabhupada is the final decision. He's the judge. If you can accept that, you're welcome to my programs. If you can't, I don't want anything to do with you. So in my Vyas Puja address, I was directly speaking to those people who were trying to me to cross over. I said no. And I quoted this verse. It was Prabhupada who came to America and pulled me out of the gutter. Nobody else did. Nobody else came. Prabhupada came. And as Prahlad says, how could I leave his service? No. And then I remember I wrote, I already have given my heart to Prabhupada. How can I take it back now and give it to somebody else? That's called unchaste. That's a prostitute. Being a disciple means you remain chaste to your spiritual master. And therefore, I preach very heavily. Don't accept a spiritual master unless you're prepared to be like that. In my years of preaching, 20 years of preaching, primarily to the Hindu community, they have always asked me, Prabhu, who should I take initiation from? I stopped them right there. This is not my question. You have to answer that. You have to see who is following Prabhupada 100%. Who imbibes Prabhupada's teachings? And then I also warned them, make sure that you're willing to accept this person birth after birth, life after life. If you can't answer that question, don't think about initiation. Don't cheat yourself. Is there anybody here, my God brothers, my God sisters, will you not serve Prabhupada life after life? That was our understanding. We gave our hearts to Prabhupada, and we're not going to take them back under any circumstance. I was just reading this morning, Draupadi. She's lamenting. This is after the gambling match, and they're exiled. And there's one statement where Draupadi says, my husband Yudhishthira, he will give me up before he gives up virtue and religion. And that's true for us too. Any true Prabhupada disciple will give anything up, but not Prabhupada. And I'm so happy. I've heard two stories of sannyasis who come from filthy, filthy, stinking rich families. And in two instances, the families told these two sannyasis, you want your inheritance? You have to give up Krishna. And both of them said, no. And I was so impressed. I said, now this, here is somebody who puts their money where their mouth is. They won't. And I know one sannyasi very well. He comes from an extremely wealthy family, and his sister administers the trust, and he could have inherited millions. And you know what he gets every month? $200. But why? Because he knows who is Krishna. He knows what is Prabhupada. I have so much respect for that sannyasi. I have two more things I'd like to read. Is everything, is that what I'm doing okay? Yes. Swat Prabhu, Erjaswat, you're okay with what I'm saying? Everything's?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Prabhu. Well, I got a check. You're my senior godbrother. And you may kick my transcendental butt. Here's another one. We all know this one. Prabhupada quotes it so often. Naido dvije paradurat yaya vaitaranyas tvadvir yagaya namahamrita madna chitta Soche tato vimoka chetasa indriyarta maya sukaya badam ud vahato vimudhan. Please repeat. O best of the great personalities.
O best of the great personalities.
O Lord Nisinga.
O Lord Nisinga.
I am not at all afraid of material existence.
I'm not at all afraid of material existence.
For wherever I stay,
I am fully absorbed
in thoughts of your glories and activities. I said that word Ramaswar style. Absorbed. You got to be absorbed, Prabhu. Please continue.
My concern
is only for the fools and rascals
who are making elaborate
plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. Does this not epitomize Prabhupada's mood? Think about it. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and he was already recognized by all the people as a genuine sadhu. He's in Vrindavan, but what's he thinking about? That's right. What's pounding on his mind? The order of Bhakti Siddhanta. He could have very easily said, I'm now old. Let me relish Rasika. Let me go deeper into Radha Bhav. Could have very easily done that. Who would have complained? But no. All he's thinking about, the order of my spiritual master. And under great, great austerities, he comes to America. It wasn't somebody bought him a ticket. He had to work for that. He had to plead for that. Sumati Maharaji didn't want to do it. And Prabhupada had to go repeatedly. No, give me, come on, don't worry. And Prabhupada had to really work on the boat. Two heart attacks. Erdeswad, you had one. Prabhupada had two on the boat. And no 911. Krishna was his 911 savior. And then, anyone who knows, Prabhupada was in the Bowery. I know New York. I used to walk those same streets. And when I think that Prabhupada was on the Bowery, it breaks my heart. This is why he's my spiritual master, and I can't go to anyone else. He came and had to undergo severe austerities to start this movement. For almost 1 year, nothing to show. That is a lot of surrender. So how can I possibly entertain the thought of following anyone? No. For this, I remember 1973 when I decided, I was thinking, well, here are the Beatles, and they achieved everything that I want to achieve. I wanted to achieve what the Beatles had. But I remember reading something around that same time, something that they themselves, Beatles Uvacha, said. Okay? The Beatles said that they had reached the top and they weren't happy. And I said to myself, why am I being a jackass? Why should I work my life to try to get what they have and they're not even happy? So then I decided better to give this life to Krishna and Prabhupada. Best decision I ever made in my life. And I'd make it a million times more. Wouldn't you love it if Prabhupada was able to walk through the door right now? We could ask him all the questions that we've been debating for the last 40 years. I just wish one more time, like Jesus, you know, he came back in the Christian Bible. After Christ resurrected, he came back for one last appearance. I wish Prabhupada could come back and we could have a worldwide telecast. And then we could ask him all the questions that we've been bumbling over the final years and get it squared away and get it written down and get it recorded by Yadubar so there'd be no discussion afterwards. The final order. I wish that could happen. Prabhupada would come walking through that door. We'd probably faint. So Prabhupada's mood, I'm simply concerned with love for them. That was Prabhupada. He cared about his disciples. He cared about his movement. He cared about his temples. He cared. In fact, he was in London, and he was thinking, I want to make one more tour to enliven and solidify the devotees. That's how I was told back in 1977, that Prabhupada was going to make one more tour because he wanted to just make sure everything was okay. But then Krishna had other plans. From London, he was supposed to come to New York. Urjaswat and I were in New York, 1977. We were waiting for Prabhupada because after London, New York would be the next stop. And we were waiting, and then the message came, nope, he's going back to Vrindavan. And then we knew, it's time. The dark cloud started to set. All right, I have one more thing I want to read to you with your permission. And I like to read this because I find this to be, like they talk about, the Ritviks always talk about the final order, but I counter, what about the first order? So I call this purport the first order. So this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I'm just going to read the purport. There are many regulative principles in the Shastras and directions given by the spiritual master. These regulative principles should act as servants of the basic principle. That is, one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is possible when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, one must strictly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 24 hours daily. One may have other duties to perform under the direction of the spiritual master, but he must first abide by the spiritual master's order to chant a certain number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have recommended that the neophyte chant at least 16 rounds. This chanting of 16 rounds is absolutely necessary if one wants to remember Krishna and not forget him. Of all the regulative principles, the spiritual master's order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. And sure enough, after Prabhupada's disappearance, somebody got the bright idea, you know what? 16 rounds is too much. Let's change it to 4. But Prabhupada had already written it. It's document. So you can't change it. Sorry. If you want to make a 4-round regulative principle movement, go ahead. But ISKCON, it's 16 rounds. And the way it was told to me when I was Bhakta Nick was that originally it was 64. Mm-hmm. The devotees came, Prabhupada, we can't do it. Arart, 32. The devotees came back, Prabhupada, we can't do it. It'll take us all day. So then the way it was told to me, Prabhupada said 16 rounds and not one Hare Rama less. And it's fixed. It's written. It's not just written here. It's written elsewhere. So nobody can change that. If anybody changes that, than their upper sampradaya. It's not ISKCON, it's not Prabhupada. No. This, and notice he says, one must, okay, but one must first abide. So this is what I call Prabhupada's first order. Okay, let's not talk about the last or the final. This is the first. Let me finish the purport. One may sell books or enlist life members or render some other service, but these duties are not ordinary duties. So you may work in the kitchen, you may work in the restaurant, you may take care of the birds, you may do so many things. Listen to what Prabhupada is saying. These duties are not ordinary duties. These duties serve as an impetus for remembering Krishna. When one goes with a Sankirtan party or sells books, he naturally remembers that he's going to sell Krishna's books. In this way, he is remembering Krishna. When one goes to enlist a life member, he talks about Krishna and thereby remembers him. Smartavyak satatang vishnur vismartavyut najatu chit. The conclusion is that one must act in such a way that he will always remember Krishna, and one must refrain from doing things that make him forget Krishna. These two principles form the basic background of Krishna consciousness. May Krishna bless you. Good luck. May you be successful in remembering Krishna and never forgetting him. And Urjaswat, I'm so glad you told me your story, that while you had your stroke, you couldn't talk, but the only thing that came out of your mouth, Hare Krishna. That blows my mind like a chickpea hit by a baseball bat. And I am going to tell that story thousands of times. I'm so glad you told me that story. So nice. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you for allowing me to vituperate. And I'm embarrassed that you had to listen to me so many times. I didn't get to hear Urjaswat. I didn't get to hear Sandamani Mataji. I didn't get to hear their preaching. Please forgive my offenses. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya ivacha patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. That you're the boss. Of course you can.
I mean, when you look at it, you know, Prabhupada was only here 11 years. We were all infants. Prabhupada was on his way back to America to establish Varnashram. And, you know, how is it that Krishna let him leave before? And so much trouble ensued after that. I mean, somehow we're picking up the pieces, but... why couldn't he just let him stay a little longer?
Now, I don't know. Once you start trying to answer that question, you're not just opening a can of worms. You're opening a gross box of worms. What?
Great job. Ananda, what's his name, Prajubia, all this guy, some servant keep going. So that was not, it was an audit, wasn't an accident. It was that he wanted to keep the disciples continuing the mission. And that goes back to a different spiritual master with the same voice.
Yeah, there's that room conversation. It's on film where Vishnu John is asking, and that's exactly what Prabhupada said, so that you get the credit. He left it for you so that you get the credit. Yes, it was Bhakti Vinod. He said, yes, he could have done everything. Yeah, that's good. I never thought of it that way. I always see things negatively, so that's why I didn't talk. That was good. That was... That's why you're my senior godbrother.
No, listen. No, it's testimony. Testimony. What's the word? Testimony.
Testimony.
Yeah, that you show the example in my personal life and many other people. Anyone who is a lover of his A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, sent his personal dog. They understand the Krishna consciousness clear, without any confusion. The more you understand, you surrender to the spiritual master, you can present everything crystal clear. And when I was listening to talking, I realized he's developed love and appreciation problem. You're making all the different points to make it very clear. I've always decided the person who is loving a lover of Prabhupada could actually present everything very balanced and perfect. So a person is very confident and feel become peaceful in hearing from that person. So I understood when you're saying that you were actually understand Prabhupada, you love Prabhupada.
How could you not?
That's what I'm saying.
How could you not?
And you deliver it like that.
When you realize, like I said, just the fact that he went to New York and lived on the Bowery, that's it, man. That's it. Case closed. If somebody wants me to follow somebody else, preach on the Bowery first, okay? Not that you come and collect from what Prabhupada's already done and skim off the top. You come and you do something. Then I'll follow you. I'm sorry. Okay? No offense. I've already given my heart.
It's obvious.
This is in this life, Prabhupada and Krishna.
Thank you.
And if you had heard what that lady said on the phone, man, I had to take bath. I had to chant like the loudest japa for like 1 month. I got to get going. Please forgive my offenses. I already posted on Facebook. I gave this temple 6 out of 5 stars.